Alice in 97.3 is Sarah, and No Name, Alice's morning show, No Name's Baby, arrived on Tuesday. Kevin Smith has been kind enough to fill in for the rest of the week. Kevin is, of course, the acclaimed director of such epics as Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Mallrats, Clerks, of course, and who could forget Jersey Girl?
Normally, I would argue with you that I'm acclaimed, but I'm going to let it slide, because I have gotten some acclaim for some
of those. Absolutely, you have.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm a director, folks. I don't normally do this radio
thing. As an actor.
And I've been on, you know,
it's something of a comedian.
I do stuff like this all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably down in LA.
I'm on the Tonight Show.
I forgot about that. That's true. You're like a correspondent. I'll have to TiVo it and watch it.
I've ridden the couch a few times. Couch guest. Sure. Sure. And I've done some radio, but not like this. You guys gave me a real opportunity here. It's going to come back and bite you in the ass when they give me your job, isn't it?
Yes, it is, sir.
I'll never take your job. You're so good at what you do.
Oh, thanks. But what you really need is just a chick that laughs at you in the back.
You're out of your mind and stop saying that.
That's what you need.
You're hate tank.
I'm fighting you too much.
I was just going to tell you that I loved you and you had to say something like that.
Well, listen, I'm very uncomfortable
with
love.
You got a little red.
I'm not red.
You're so cute.
Oh, my God. I'm going to smack you. We're going to get the traffic and then we're going to get the full ass news.
Full ass. Kathy, you there?
I'm right here.
How's it going out there right now?
It's busy. MSNBC is your sponsor.
Sarah, I think Kathy makes up the traffic, because if we were to go to her and we were like, Kathy, how is it? And she'd be like,
There's nothing going on.
Yeah, she'd
lose her
job.
It'd be fantastic. No, there are times when there's nothing going on.
She says
really? There are times?
She's not one of those fake traffic reporters that has to make stuff up. No. And she also doesn't tell you how good it is. And she doesn't go like this. I've heard this on KCBS before.
Yes.
Not much happening really at all in the traffic. The Bay Bridge looks good. Over at the Richmond Bridge, I've already picked up the work. There's no backup there. I'm like, shut up then. Shut up. It's all good. Tell me when there's a problem.
Look who's derailing the show now. Let her do the traffic.
You know what, dude? That was your fault. You did that, not me. I already said it's a short report.
I know you're eager.
I'm just trying to move on.
No,
I know you're eager. Kathy, go ahead. Do the traffic.
Go. Help me.
Northbound 880 past 16th Avenue, there's flooding in the left lane, and right around that same spot, there's now an accident. A couple of vehicles stuck together. They're blocking the left lane, so CHP's on the way. Also a new accident, westbound 80 before the truck scales in Fairfield. A couple of vehicles involved in an accident. They've been cleared over to the right shoulder. And a new stall in San Jose, North 85 at Camden Avenue. Looks like that vehicle is blocking the right lane. Very heavy traffic westbound 80 off the Carquinez Bridge into Pinole to Appian Way. There was a stalled big rig and also an accident, but they've both been cleared. Also an accident in San Jose, Story Road on-ramp to North 101. Couple of vehicles involved. Daly City, North 1 to southbound 280. The ramp closed to remove an overturned vehicle. And the Bay Bridge metering lights are on, backed up to the Cypress overcrossing. And BART's on time. Traffic brought to you by Air New Zealand, presenting the inspiring journey of the month. Round-trip service to New Zealand with a stopover in Fiji, all for only $1,100. For details, visit airnewzealand.com. Air New Zealand, inspiring journeys. Weather showers off and on. Highs are going to be in the 50s and 60s. It's 722. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area traffic with Alice at 97.
I've never met anyone as out of touch as you are. No. I mean, come on.
Folks, my argument to Sarah is that Sarah has been doing radio for so long. You don't listen to the radio. I do. I know what people want to hear because I'm a radio listener. And then I was laughing because I'm insisting I know what people want, yet I made Jersey Girl. So there you go. Hey, what's that? Is that the news theme?
Yes, it is.
Can we do a little news?
Sure. That'd be great. Aisha Tyler might call in the next few minutes, by the way.
Our top story, of course, is the chimp who went nuts and stopped riding a little bicycle and squeaking little horns. And did so by attacking a man and tearing some of his limbs off.
Yep.
Don't laugh. It's a horrible story.
But it is horrible, but it's just so great. These are the stories you hope come along.
Yeah,
it's a
totally
great story.
You pray for this as a Friday afternoon.
That's right.
Friday
closer.
Morning story.
Yep.
A couple chimps attacked this dude in Bakersfield. St. James and LaDonna Davis.
The guy's name is St. James?
Dude's first name is St. James, so right then and there you're asking for
it. Sure. Well, and he had a monkey for 33
years. He had a monkey, yeah, name a Mo, his monkey was, until the city took the monkey away from him. The chimp, I'm sorry, it's not a monkey. Took him away. See, the Davises had waged an unsuccessful legal fight to bring Mo back to their West Covina home and visited him regularly. at the sanctuary where he'd been living since October. He's a recent resident, Mo is.
They bring retired or freaked out animals of a wild sort to live in this.
Because once a chimp gets to be a certain age or an orangutan gets to be a certain age, you got to get them away from human beings because they don't like them anymore.
And they don't want to listen.
They don't want to listen.
They don't want to ride the bike.
No, they're done. They brought this chimp over from Africa decades ago after a poacher killed his mother. So that was kind of sweet of them to bring the chimp over and raise Mo as one of their own until the city.
After they'd killed the mother.
They didn't kill the mother. They brought the chimp over. Yeah, I mean, allegedly.
How were they so close by when the mother was killed, huh? Tell me that.
Well, they were hanging out.
Yeah, they were looking
just
for a baby
chimp. Just
because
you know the poacher doesn't mean you have anything to do with the killing of the chimp's parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they couldn't have a baby and they just wanted to raise, you know, something.
That's a long way to go. Don't you think?
No.
From Africa to adopt.
Listen,
people will go
around the world to adopt. You know, look.
Yeah,
at,
a baby. You can rent a.
Maybe they didn't want to have a baby.
You can buy a healthy baby on the black market. Why do you have to wait for some poacher to kill some poor chimp's parents and then, you know, spirit the chimp away to the United States?
Because
where you
that
raise
would feel grateful to you. It would be like, oh, they killed my mommy and you saved me. That's right. And that maybe that's why the chimp lasted 33 years.
This is the excuse you give to your husband, John, when you don't want to have sex. You're like, we don't need to have sex to have a kid. We can just go have some chimp's parents killed and take that chimp home and raise it as our own.
Right. That's what I say. How did you know that?
You know, I keep my ear to the ground.
Anyway, so they raised this chimp.
They raised this chimp, and then the city's like, look, you can't have this chimp anymore. It's
because?
Because, well, good point.
Do you remember?
Yes.
So no, you don't.
I do remember. Mo, a 39-year-old chimpanzee, was taken from their suburban Los Angeles home in 1999 after biting off part, and I stress part,
not a whole,
so let's not go nuts, part of a woman's finger.
Yeah.
Not the whole thing. If Mo had bitten off the whole thing, I'd be like, look, Mo's trouble. Part? I've bitten off part of a woman's finger.
Who hasn't?
Totally. Lady fingers are good. But Mo was not involved in Thursday's attack. We should state for the record. I don't want to give this chimp a bad name.
But he, you know, with us not speaking chimpese, we can't know that he wasn't actually behind this.
He probably instigated the attack.
Why would they go after this guy in particular? Not even the wife.
Totally.
Just the guy.
Totally. Fruit of the poison tree, as we say.
Si, senor.
The couple had brought Mo, St. James and LaDonna Davis, had brought Mo a birthday cake, to celebrate his 39th birthday. These are people with way too much free time. And we're standing outside his cage when two of Mo's friends, alleged friends, Buddy and Ollie, two surly, out-of-sorts chimps. Living in an adjoining cage, just leapt out and flat out attacked St. James.
And no one knows how they get out of their cage.
No, they don't know how
that
they got out
unanswered.
Of their enclosure, as we call it. We don't like to call it cage because then that gives you the impression that
it's a zoo
chimps are in a cage.
Right.
And really they are, but we don't like to say that.
Right.
They're in an enclosure.
Gotcha.
Something that's supposed to keep them from biting parts of your body off. Well, it didn't pan out, Sarah.
No.
This enclosure did not happen.
It was more of just a plain shelter because it actually
totally.
Let them out.
They were using the enclosure as a stalking horse. And once the people got close enough, boom.
Boom.
Ollie and Buddy are out. They're like, what up? Rawr! And they start chowing down. On LaDonna Davis suffered a bite wound to the hand while trying to help her 62-year-old husband. You know, in this whole story, what sticks out to me is that she is older than her husband. It's very rare that you see that. It's also very rare that a chimp mauls somebody's foot off, which is what happened to St. James.
Seems a little suspicious that there are so many odd things in a story, doesn't
it? Yeah, I think this story sounds made up.
Well, they raised the baby chimp since he was, you know, a baby, so they're in their 60s and he's almost 40. I mean, their ages make sense.
The wife is older than the husband.
By what, like 4 years, 5 years?
2 years.
Was she 64?
Are you older than your husband?
No, I'm not.
See? I'm older than my wife. It's very rare that a woman is older
not rare.
Than the husband.
A lot
is
of
rare.
Times people are older than
okay,
their husbands.
Okay, look, we did a sampling, two cases, me and you. Neither of us fit this rare sampling.
That's true.
So
you know what? It's settled. No one marries a younger man.
Never happens. St. James
Davis.
By
the way, Kevin Smith reporting this fabulous story.
Kevin Smith coming at you with all the simian news. Anything you wanted to know. We go ape for ape stories here at the Alice 97.3 Morning Radio Show. I'm a writer. I'm a director. And I also, I've been telling people for years to leave this simian dynamite alone. These apes are simian time bombs. They're set to pop. These guys, I tell you, these guys, it's all the same. You lied to me, Mr. Lundegaard. St. James Davis had severe facial injuries and would require extensive surgery in an attempt to reattach his schnoz.
But not just his schnoz, like his whole face was ripped off.
Yeah.
His whole face. These monkeys
and
pulled
also,
his face off.
Your favorite part of the story, one of his feet was mauled off.
Yeah. Off. Gone. Off. Foot gone.
Not just like they bit him on the foot.
They chewed through his ankle.
Right through
his
ankle.
They got him out of the wolf trap.
Yeah. This dude's in critical condition. We're not making fun of him. We're making fun of the
overtly
the predators.
Right.
Yeah, it's not him. But people, for the love of God, stop thinking you can be friends with a monkey.
Yeah, but then what happened? So first they killed the monkey that ate the foot off, and then what does the other monkey do?
What they did is they went after the guy, you know, one of the dudes at their preserve had a gun, of course, and he's like, this ain't big enough. He went and got a bigger gun, one that fires more bullets per second, presumably. So, Buddy, the 16-year-old chimp who initiated the attack, because it's always Buddy, some punk named Buddy, who mauls your foot off, he was shot, and then Ollie, his 13-year-old pal, his accomplice in the attack, instead of going like, all right, it's your world, G, backing up, no, what did he do? He grabs St. James, and he drags the man down the road, where he continues to nibble on the dude's stump.
Down the road.
These chimps are killers, people. That's all I'm going to say.
And then Susie and Ching Ching got out.
There were two chicks, and their names were... I just threw the story
away. Susie.
I lost interest. Susie and Bones.
Yeah, Susie Bones. That's
Susie and Bones. Who names a girl Bones?
I don't know. Someone with a sick
intention. That was your nickname in high school, wasn't it? Bones Clark.
And Bones.
There she is, Bones.
No, it's Clarky.
Clarky. Hey, Clark.
Clark Bar.
Hey, Clark. Clark Bar.
Everybody gets a bite.
Oh, I bet.
That started after high school.
Yeah, Susie and Bones got away for a while. And guess what? They got recaptured.
Well, thank God.
That's music from Planet of the Apes.
We don't have it. Yeah. Well,
that's
Kevin
why I did
Smith.
It for you. Wait. Okay, before we leave the animal kingdom, for heaven's sakes, we have to tell a good story because we don't want people fearing. You hear a story like that on the radio in the morning, what's your first thought?
I hate animals.
I got to put a gun to my poodle's head.
That's right.
I got to kill these things
because
before they kill me.
One of these days.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Totally.
That's what people think.
I read that story and I'm like, I got three dogs. I'm putting them all to sleep right now before they turn on me.
Don't
do it, Sarah. Don't do it. You know why? Because even a three-legged dog could come in handy. Like this three-legged dog in Dora, Alaska. The three-legged dog who rescued a lost toddler. I notice I'm trying to be a little more animated than yesterday because that dude made fun of my monotone voice.
I see that you're taking that on.
You hear it?
You don't have to. I think you're fine.
Thank you. It's Alabama. It's not Alaska, by the way. I thought Allah meant Alaska. Apparently it means Alabama. So in the sticks of Alabama, a lost toddler was found yesterday, or found Wednesday, I should say, after a neighbor's three-legged dog came to his rescue. The incident began in Walker County, Alabama.
Old Walker County.
What scares me about this sentence is the incident began in Walker County. Apparently,
what county did it end in?
Yeah, apparently it moved over a few counties before they found a satisfying
conclusion. Ollie was dragging him down the road.
Wednesday morning, this happened. Mitchell LaChance wandered out in the yard and went a little too far. His little boy. He just walked the wrong way, went out in the woods, you know, it's just an accident, said Ron LaChance, Mitchell's father, who really underplayed what happened. Your kid bombs out of the yard into the damn woods where the chimps are waiting to spring and eat human flesh. Kid is, he's a toddler. They don't say his age yet. Maybe I'll get to his age. So anyway, this is the disturbing thing. Firefighters, police, and neighbors scoured the woods in a four-hour search. Turned up nothing.
Mm.
So there are a bunch of adult human beings bombing around the woods, beating the bushes, trying to find poor little LaChance boy. What is his name? Mitchell LaChance. No, is that the dad? No, that's the kid.
Yeah.
Looking for Mitch. Can't find Mitch. Where's Mitch?
Mitchie
ain't anywhere.
Mitchie, hon!
They come back to his dad.
Answer me, son!
Totally.
Mitch!
Well done. I like the accent. No,
Mitch,
no,
where are you?
This ain't that music.
Mitch!
I need something a little more grave.
Mitchie!
A little more grave. Not that.
Mitch!
There you go.
Mitch, please come back to Daddy!
Totally.
I love you!
So let me do the cop. So the cop comes back. No, keep the music going. Cop comes back. He's like, sorry, Mr. LaChance. We can't find Mitchell. Mitchell just up and disappeared. He's gone. You can have another one. If not, you can go over to Africa and you can shoot yourself a chimp and take a baby. That's what they do
in Bakersfield. I realize I have options, but I'm going to need time to grieve.
So while Ron is grieving, Mm-hmm. I like when we perform the news. While Ron and the rest of the adults are grieving, giving up poor Mitchell for dead, who goes out on the high-intensity search to find the kid? Who steps up? Something heroic, please. Who steps up? Sasha.
I couldn't bet. This is all I have three songs to choose.
Sasha.
This is my other choice.
I'll take that. Sasha. Sasha, the three-legged dog that nobody wanted. Nobody wanted Sasha. She was meant for a bag. Maybe two bags, like a Jenny-O turkey. A bag that would wind up in a river. Because nobody wants a three-legged dog. Well, thank God that Gary Haygood wanted Sasha.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Sasha could hear Mitchell. She could hear him. So she went right to Mitchell. And her owner, Gary Haygood, he followed her. And there was Mitchell in a ravine. In a ravine. This kid was in a ravine.
The grown adults missed the ravine.
The firemen couldn't find this kid. But the three-legged dog, the firemen and the police in Alabama, in Dora, Alabama, don't have the sense that God gave a three-legged dog. Unbelievable.
Well, there's a ravine. You couldn't have gone past that. Let's
and
turn around and head back.
Not only was he in the ravine, but he was in a bunch of briars and thorns.
Oh, the poor
like
baby.
Like Br'er Rabbit.
Sure.
The kid was Br'er Rabbit.
Br'er Rabbit liked being in the thorns.
Okay.
He was not. He was more like Br'er Fox.
Br'er Fox.
Sure.
But Br'er Fox was a predator, so this kid was not a predator. So I stick to my original.
Maybe he was chasing a rabbit, and
yes,
that's why he fell into the ravine.
So Sasha goes right through to Briars. She's all over the kid, licking him, and Mitch is petting her, because he's found a savior. A three-legged dog saved his life. These guys, I tell you, these guys, it's all safe. Sasha's a two-year-old lab mix with three legs. She looks like a chocolate lab here in this black and white picture.
She's got a deeper voice than Sasha.
Much deeper. Haygood said he has no search and rescue training. That's the guy who owns the dog. And he's saying that Sasha has no formal training. She's just a gimp. Gimpy dog finds a kid in a briar near the ravine. Bunch of adults out there for 4 hours can't find nothing.
Yeah!
Amen to the dog.
You go, Sasha! Way to save that kid, man!
A girl dog, too.
Woo!
I should point out. Chick dog. Three-legged chick dog saved
boys. That's what I'm talking about!
Yes. Email, female.
Huh? And a black.
She was black, too. That's true. This is an underdog. Literally an underdog story.
I thought you said
story.
She was chocolate.
She was chocolate. Mm.
Chocolate lab.
Sexual chocolate. Haygood said she was picked up as a stray about a year ago, and then she was hit by a car and lost a back leg. She lost a back leg. Most of your dog's power is in the back,
sure.
So she's missing one of the good ones. Like you can, if you're a dog with three legs, you want to lose one of the fronts.
Yes, you do.
She lost one of the back. This dog, you couldn't find a more retarded dog. And she found the
and
kid.
And boom, she found the kid.
People,
it does not say much for the citizenry of Alabama.
If you live in Dora, Alabama, move.
You're dumb.
Because the authorities, the cops, the firemen, and the rescue posse they put together couldn't do what
the three-legged
dog.
Which had to be the locals.
Dog.
Come on.
Totally.
A three-legged retarded dog.
People say don't make fun of the South.
Who was female and black.
This is a story that...
That's right. She was the hero.
The dog.
Thank God for the dog, or the South would be lost.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Haygood said the guy who owned the dog, Gary Haygood, as opposed to, you know, putting the dog down because she
had lost a leg, right?
He said he knew this dog deserved a second chance. He didn't invoke God, so it can't really be straight out the South. Haygood said for some reason he knew she deserved a second chance. We've been real close ever since, said Haygood. We're just like one person. That's a little scary and creepy. Mitchell's now safe at home and does not seem to remember his adventure at all. Well, wouldn't you want to block it?
Yeah.
When you're sitting in the ravine with the briars and the thorns and you hear human beings walking mere feet away going, Mitch, and nobody can find you but the three-legged dog.
He couldn't have come as far as the ravine.
The three-legged dog finds you. It's amazing.
Hey, is Aisha Tyler going to call in or what? It says 7:15 here.
Said she was.
Damn it.
Her loss.
Can we get traffic first?
Yes, we can. We can. And then I really do want to take some of these phone calls. A lot of these people have been holding forever. A lot of them want to kiss your ass.
We're going to get to Nick. Nick's been holding for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Do you really want to?
I mean, like if he holds that long, he deserves it. I know, but we'll make it quick.
If you say so.
Kathy, you hear that story about the dog?
Yes, I did.
And?
Just now from us.
It was fantastic.
Right?
Yes.
You mean the delivery.
The delivery was
the acting.
Flawless.
How about the acting?
We were all over it.
The acting
Excuse me.
Was...
We made the news come alive.
Yes.
None of that dry nonsense for
enthralled.
Us.
I was enthralled.
Yeah. We acted it out.
Yeah. My throat's actually hurting from the effort.
From the barking?
Yes.
I was inspired. I was filled with inspirato, as the Tenacious D would say.
Mm.
A little inspirato.
Explosivo?
Yes.
Starbucks is giving me my inspiration this morning, I must say. And, And it's also our traffic sponsor. Go ahead, Kathy.
All right, Sarah. Accident in Redwood City, South 101 past Woodside. The left lane is blocked. And an accident in Fairfield West City before the truck scales. It's over on the right shoulder. There is flooding in Oakland, North 880 near 5th. The left lane is plugged because of the storm drain. Caltrans is on the way. They're not going to get there for about another 20 minutes, so expect some delays. And the East Shore Freeway still slows off the Carquinez Bridge through Pinal to Appian Way. And then there's more slowing from San Pablo Dam Road in stretches all the way down to the MacArthur Maze. Accident in San Jose, story on ramp to North 101, couple of vehicles blocking the ramp. The Bay Bridge backup to the Cypress Over crossing. No backup this morning at the San Mateo Bridge, even though the left lane at the Mini Plaza is shut down, and BART is running on time. Weather, the showers will continue off and on today, highs in the 50s. 740, I'm Kathy, that's Bay Area Traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome.
And now we go to the phones, 800-400-97.
Let's take Nick, because this dude's been hanging on forever. Nick, you there, buddy?
I am there.
You want to ask a question about Dick Kelly, my good friend Richard Kelly, who made the brilliant little independent film Donnie Darko. The inscrutable Donnie
Darko.
Didn't
realize that he had done that, because I love Donnie
Richard
Darko.
Richard Kelly did a movie called Donnie Darko.
Beautiful film.
Recently available in the director's cut on DVD with a commentary track by yours truly. So if you like listening to me on the radio...
Is that so? Why did they have you do a commentary track?
Because Richard asked me to. We're friends. He's
he
like,
just
you
said, watch the movie
track?
And do the commentary
well,
track.
Well, I had watched it already. He didn't have to tell me to watch it. I already did my homework.
But I would think
like
that the commentary track would be done by someone who was involved with the movie.
It's exactly like this. Basically, I'm just sitting there talking to him for 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nick, what's your question?
It's a good time. Did you listen to it, Nick? Are you a big Darko fan?
I did. I bought the original for like $22 when it first came out, and they re-released it for like $9, and now they came out with the director's edition. So basically, they're trying to take all of my money.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And you're willing to give it.
In the movie business, we're all about taking your money.
Indeed.
And your heart.
And your
soul.
And any sense of ambition you've ever had.
Right.
Cool. I have two part questions for you.
Make them quick, because these guys want to hang up on you. And I've been fighting for you, sir.
Okay, the first one is, you're playing a role in his new upcoming movie. What character do you play? And second of all, if I drive down there today, will you sign my inaction figures, which are on sale at viewskew.com for the low price of $9.37?
You're a pimp, Nick. I like that. Viewskew.com? That's my website. You're right. Nick's right. You can buy stuff there. Toys, comics, posters. You're just jealous because you ain't got a website,
it's true.
Sarah. Yeah.
I don't.
SarahClark.com.
I don't have that.
Go and listen to that song where you say, blank me in the blank
from afar.
Well, Nick, I'm slated to be in Richard Kelly's new movie called Southland Tales, which is this brilliant, sprawling, Pulp Fiction-like slash shortcuts-like movie. And I play an Iraq war vet who's lost his legs. I'm one of many characters. It's not my movie by any stretch of the imagination. I'm a guy who runs a website called Southland Tales.
I see.
And other people in the cast include the Buffy chick. What's her name?
The hot one?
I don't know. The hot one to me is the one at Bandcamp. Yes, the Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh.
The one who's married to Freddie Prinze Jr., FPJ.
Well, that's good. She's good for a movie.
She's in the movie.
Well.
Jason Lee's in the movie. Good friend of mine. Brilliant actor, Jason Lee.
Fabulous.
Who else in the movie? I think Jeanine Garofalo. I may be wrong.
Mm.
Why don't you pull it up?
You know her? I love
her. Pull up the IMDb page for Southland Tales, sir.
Matty, can you look that up, please?
He's busy looking at porno.
Is you.
All right, thank you, Nick.
So wait,
did you answer all the questions?
Yeah, if you bomb down here, but if you're here by 10 o'clock, do that.
Yeah, and I would like to say that yesterday as I was sitting out on the front steps, a lot happened yesterday, but one of the things that did happen was that there was a guy out there waiting to have you sign something. You did it, and then, of course, he presented you with his short film that he had done. Did you watch that?
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, no.
You think you ever will?
Yeah, I will. Okay. It's 6 minutes, and you know what? What he said about it was kind of interesting. He said he went out with a camera the day of the election here in San Francisco and tape people's reaction to the news that George Bush was going to be their president for another 4 years. So I can get behind that. I'm all for that. It's like watching a news clip. So hopefully it's funny. But just watching irate blue staters react to that news, well, that's worth
my watch.
That'll
be interesting. Totally. I didn't realize that's what it was about.
Totally.
I would actually like to see that.
Send another copy, sir. You know when they elected him, I said, oh, go. Well, it figures. Because that's the country we live in, right? Mm. Elect that dude...
I
don't
cried
get me
for
started.
A while.
These guys.
Bummed.
These guys. It's all the same. Let's take one more. John on line three.
Sean William Scott's in that movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Sean
Amy
William Scott.
Amy Poehler.
Yes. Amy Poehler's in it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, love me some
you
Amy
love
Poehler.
Her. Yeah.
I think she's brilliant on Saturday Night Live.
She's great.
She's very funny. I just turned on her this year, man, because of SNL.
She's no Tina Fey.
You're damn right she's no Tina Fey. She's worlds better. Tina Fey can't carry
what's
Amy
your problem
Poehler's
with
Poehler's job.
Tina Fey? What's your problem with
yeah.
her?
I have no problem with her, but I give props where props are due, and Amy Poehler is a genius. A genius performer, a genius comedian, and a genius comedian.
Yeah, but they said that Tina Fey, like...
I don't want to talk about Tina Fey.
Okay.
Chick gets right. too much credit.
Because she broke the glass ceiling and was, like, the first woman
that's
writer.
Right.
That's
you.
What she said.
No, she was not the first woman writer. She was the first head writer, female head
female
writer.
Head writer.
Yeah. There were Ann Bates was the first female writer on the show back in the first season. Marilyn Suzanne Miller.
Doesn't
where are the
matter,
props
first
for these
head
women?
Writer.
Far, far funnier women. But going back to Amy Poehler, brilliant
uh-huh.
genius.
Okay.
And she's married to the dude who plays... Gob on Arrested Development.
She is?
She is. Oh. Cross-reference that on the IMDb, sir, if you'd get off my website and do some work,
Dan. Stop reading about yourself.
She's married to the guy who plays Gob, who is also brilliant in that show. That's all I've ever seen.
Good show.
It's a really good show.
John, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're on with Kevin Smith, world-renowned director, actor, comedian... writer, TV show star.
What you got for us, Juan?
And general good guy, right?
Pretty good guy.
Yeah, pretty good.
Just don't
so
cross
was,
me, sir. Don't cross me like a killer chimp. I'll take it.
Don't
now.
Say anything bad about Ben Affleck. He flips
hey,
the F out.
Be careful, Sarah. He might bite your nose off.
He's going to, yeah. right? Now, look at him. Look, see, look.
I'm
see, I said
to,
Ben Affleck.
To.
He freaks out. He freaks.
No.
He freaked
I'm
out.
Freaking out at your producer because he's trying to. He's going to the IMDb, and what does he enter? Gob.
Anyway, so I'm watching.
Oh my God! Kill me! Someone just drop an anvil on my head right now.
no, we need
God,
you.
God, please
that's
drop it.
News. I had that one up.
I need
that.
You now.
What were we talking about? Oh,
anyway,
okay,
so
go to
Mr. Smith. This is of importance, I think.
Thank you,
yes.
John.
To the fan base out there.
Yes.
I'm watching the Encore Channel last night, catching up on my old movies, and
yes.
what do I see but a tribute to Mr. Kevin Smith's filmmaking.
Yes. Apparently, Encore, uh-huh. the cable network, and Stars
yeah.
are doing a whole month of Kevin Smith programming.
Wow.
And I taped some wraparounds for it just the other day before I came up here, where I, you know, between the movies where I introduced
sure.
them. But they're also showing An Evening with Kevin Smith. Since Sarah's too cheap to buy the DVD, you can actually tune in to...
Why did you bring a box of promo materials?
Because you're supposed to be giving me stuff. I'm doing you the solid here, Sarah. Where's my free swag?
USQ.com.
But you can... Will Arnett is his name. He's married to Sarah, to Amy Poehler. Can you reference that? Look in his bio info.
Chad, you're on.
Oh, Chad, go ahead. I'm sorry. He's putting on his clothes.
Hello?
Hi, Chad.
Well done, Chad. He's like, you hold the phone, honey. I got to put on my pants.
Now I have a question for you, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
If primates are such evil animals, how come your face didn't get ripped off in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back
excellent,
from the orangutan?
Excellent question, sir, and I have an excellent answer for you. It's only, as I said earlier in the show, perhaps you weren't listening, it's only when chimps or primates of any kind cross into their adolescence, when they become, when they hit puberty, essentially. That's when they turn around.
They
that's
turn
when
evil.
They don't turn evil.
Yes,
but that's
what
just
you said off air. You
did.
Just don't want to say that on air for the PETA people.
I try to
they
be
become
very
evil
PC.
And they should be killed.
That, well,
that's what
I,
you said.
I never said they should be
and
killed.
And you said they should have
but I said
heavy things
we,
dropped
we
on
we
them.
Should put them on an island.
They should be blinded, tortured, and killed.
I didn't, yeah, BTK all the way. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
No, I said they should be separated from man's world. As they say in the Jungle Book.
They should be released back into the wild where the lions will eat
well,
them.
Well, but that's
they don't
the thing. You can't
themselves.
Release them back into the wild, right? But put them on an island and don't go bringing them birthday cakes. That's ridiculous. But anyway, so not every chimp or orangutan will attack you. Only
most of them.
Only when they
Kevin
get
Smith, the words of the wise words of director, actor, comedian Kevin Smith. Where
oh,
you want to go?
Can we wait a second? Did you, wait. Should we
which
go to
one?
Line seven? He wants to defend the Alabama firefighters.
Sure, we can go back.
No.
Tom.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hey,
go ahead,
Kevin,
sir.
I hate to contradict your story. I
please,
know you had a good animal
do,
story
sir.
This
please
morning.
Please tell me there's a but firefighter you, in Alabama who could find a child in a bride.
No. You have to put on your Alabama thinking cap and remember that Alabama has different search protocols than California. The first thing they do is they don their camouflage equipment and their automatic weapons. And so this isn't about an animal. This is about a survival story. That
right.
kid was hiding from the searchers.
Right.
And until they let, because 100 feet into the forest, they're on a hunt. And the automatic
true.
Weapons fire starts.
That's true.
Thank you, Tom. Very
excellent
nice.
Point, Tom.
Elena, you're on. Alina.
Oh, hi. It's Elena.
Hi, Elena. How are you?
I'm good, but now I'm kind of worried. Do we have to be concerned about a monkey uprising like Planet of the Apes?
You're damn right we do. That's what I've been getting at, Elena. And apparently you're the only one listening, reading between the lines.
Do you want to type up, Kate?
Wake up, people. It's in the Bible.
Petra, okay, you're on the air. Petra?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm not really here to talk about monkeys.
It's okay. We're not either.
Yeah, that's all we're
okay.
What do you want to say, Petra?
Well, I thought I'd talk to Kevin about potatoes, because I don't know. I like them.
I like potatoes, too. Thanks
for
calling.
What's your favorite type of potatoes?
What's that?
What's your favorite type of potatoes?
I like them mashed, hon.
Yeah, they're so good mashed.
They're excellent mashed.
Tater tots are really good.
Ooh, tater tots are awesome.
Oh, you want me to hang up on her?
I mean, why not?
Mm.
Hang up on everybody else is interesting.
You're great on Degrassi, Kevin.
Thank you. She saw me on Degrassi. Mm-hmm. Petra, I like you.
Idiot.
By the way, he was giving you the thumbs down hard.
All right, look, you hung up on the dude with the awesome joke about the search and the Alabama search and rescue.
That was a great show.
That was fantastic. You didn't come up with it. Why weren't you bringing the funny? Third day on a radio show, that's when I go hostile. I start turning on everybody. You're not doing your job, and you're terrible. That kind of stuff.
Sure.
Wow.
I know.
Kathy, I'm
not saying a word.
Don't
cross them, man.
I know. You asked why I'm not talking today.
These guys.
Dude, I think you're just making bad
It's all the same.
There's no traffic today.
John, you're on. Our listeners are about to turn on you. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John. How you doing, bud? How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, John. How are you? Did you just call me John?
Yes.
Yeah, I did, actually.
And now, hey, now you're going to tell me I'm bad on the radio, but you start by calling me your name?
Yeah, you know.
You've just lost all credibility,
I'm
sir.
Sorry.
You've just lost all credibility. Go to Deborah, though. Deborah says...
No, wait, just Ray. He's been here for an hour.
Okay, let's go to Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
What's
and
up,
what's morning,
up,
crew.
Hi.
Hey, you had to refer... I'm a long-time listener, like 13 years, so you referenced Catholic, Napa, and I said, oh, I have to call. And I'm a big Kevin Smith fan. So... two things.
Yes.
A-Team, one of the greatest opening
theme
songs. Okay.
How did he have that?
I was been listening to, what, 6:15?
Nice.
Hey, so I got a quick Kevin story for you.
Okay.
So I didn't know what to give for my family who's Catholic, and I'm partially Filipino, so I went to USQ and bought Buddy Christ.
Right on, sir.
15 of them. And
you did?
Yeah.
Excellent gift. Do you know what that is, Sarah, the
no,
Buddy
I
Christ?
No, I don't.
Did you ever see Dogma, picture I did?
No.
That's funny, because before I came in here to deal with you, I familiarized myself with your entire body of work.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You saw Dogma?
In no. Dogma, there's a representation
of
Christ. We take Christ off the crucifix. Mm-hmm. We have him stand there pointing and holding and winking and holding up a thumb. So he's like, hey. And we call him the Buddy Christ. And we
therapy.
Made a miniature version, which you can put on your dashboard.
Nice.
I know you love
bobble
Jesus.
Bobble-headed?
There is a bobble-headed version coming out.
Oh, yeah. Sarah, before you watch the movie, read the little bio in the book.
Yeah,
inside the DVD.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to read it. One last one.
She's too busy making Jennie-O turkeys.
Wait, no. Alice better thank you for the great Arbitron ratings that they're giving. So, Kevin, I think you need to put a plug on your Vulgartron.
Let me tell you something about Alice, sir, 97.3. These guys don't need ratings help. They had a huge ratings jump this week.
We did. We had a nice...
Yeah, well, thanks to you.
Big jump. No, they found the ratings out for, what, the last quarter?
January.
Marcus was a good guy, too.
Marcus is great.
Big jump there.
Because of the movie reviews.
Put a plug on Vulgartron.
Vulgartron?
Yeah.
For those listening who feel like going down to... Yeah, that's right. Time to get sexy with a Vulgarthon.
Hit that post, baby.
I'm not going to hit the post.
He's way too far into it now.
I'm way too into it. Vulgarthon, ladies and gentlemen, film festival that I'm hosting down in Los Angeles.
March 28th. VSQ.com for tickets.
Go to VSQ.com or Vulgarthon.com for tickets. Can we turn that music down? Thank you. Go there for tickets. 5 movies, celebrities, non-celebrities, movies. Fun, 850 people. Be one of them. Come now. Come one, come all. Down in Los Angeles, world famous Cinerama Dome. I'll be there.
Well, you're Kevin Smith, world
Kevin
famous
Smith.
Director. Of course,
Kevin
you'll be
Smith,
there.
Writer director Kevin Smith.
This is
standing
your idea,
in for
this
no
whole
name all week. This was my idea. It's my brainchild.
Right.
It's the thing we do it in Jersey all the time. It's the first time we're doing it on the West Coast. Only time we're doing it on the West Coast because it'll never be as good as this again. I swear to you. I swear on the severed foot of a guy who was attacked by a chimp. Which is the most holiest vow.
You know, don't go there if you don't really mean it.
All right. I'll rein it
by
in.
By the way, thanks to Bauer Transportation, 1-800-LIMO-OUT for driving you all around.
Hey, but you're thanking them because they're getting me out of here.
Hey, guys.
Kind of. That's what I was just thinking.
You're going to miss me, Sarah.
Pretty soon, Bauer Transportation is going to pick up Kevin Smith and drive him away from here.
When No Name is into his 14th hour of baby stories, you're going to miss me.
You got a point.
Hey, guys.
You always miss someone after they're gone.
Can I ask Kevin a few quick questions here?
Do you have to? Because there's a lot of calls holding.
No, you can go to the calls.
All right, we'll get to you later.
Thanks.
Oh, go to line two.
All right. Francesca, you're on.
Hey, I just wanted to say that this show has finally gotten better. It hasn't been this good since Vinny left. Finally someone there to, kind of like bitch slap the whole crew. It's great.
Thanks, Francesca. That's phenomenal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Deborah. I know you want to go.
Let's get retarded in here.
Yeah, I like that.
Deborah, you're on.
Woo-hoo. Hey, Kevin.
I know,
fan.
My voice puts you to sleep. Is that right?
I don't know. It's a phenomenon. I'm serious. Did anyone ever say that to you? That
first
when
time.
You're talking.
You're the first one.
Like you're hypnotic.
You're literally the first person who's ever said that to me.
Because as you talk, I swear to God, I'm nodding out.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's
well,
great.
The feeling's mutual, Deborah. As I listen to you speak, I'm about to fall asleep at the mic.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, Deborah. Muddy, you're on.
Hello?
Hey, darling.
I'm just hoping Deborah's not driving behind me or anything. I just wanted to call and tell you that, Kevin, you're the greatest, man. You guys got me hooked at Clerks, and I run a pirate radio station if you ever want to do some spots for me.
Right on, Muddy. Thanks,
sir.
I'm glad we hooked you. Glad we hooked you, sir. Good luck with the pirate radio.
Dan, you're on.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
That guy's like Christian Slater.
Ratings are up because Sterling's gone.
What's Sterling?
Shut up.
What is Sterling?
Stop it.
What is that? You got to explain.
Sterling comes on after us, and she's in Argentina this week. And
oh, he don't like
he's
her.
He's just being mean.
Being mean-spirited like
don't,
that.
Don't be mean-spirited.
Here's somebody who's older than her husband, line six.
Oh, all right, here we go. Go ahead, Marie.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
You're not going near any monkey preserves lately, are you?
No, I go to a lot of stables, though.
What music do you have on in the background?
Creepy music.
Oh, it's Mozart and piano music.
That's creepy.
You're listening to the radio and Mozart?
No, I'm listening to y'all on my I was listening to the radio on the way into work, and since I don't get Alice in work, I can't listen to Alice in the morning.
I see.
But you've gotten into work and decided to call?
Yeah, I was trying to call, but it was busy.
If only we were able to stream on the internet legally.
You know why it was busy, Marie?
Because everyone else was calling in.
Everyone loves Alice in the Morning, 97.3. Sarah and No Name. Kevin Smith sitting in for No Name this week.
Because he had his baby.
Because him had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to No Name.
So you're older than your man?
Yes, I am 2 years older than my man. Both my sister-in-laws are older than my brothers.
Right.
My mom's married older than her husband, and my ex-stepmonster was older than my uncle when she was married to him.
So you heard the story about the monkey attack, correct?
Yeah.
And you know that
your
that
comments
wife
about
was two years older than that husband.
Right. And you said that just never happens. She's here to refute that.
I didn't say that never happens. I said that's rare, if you'll remember.
Play back the tape. I think you said it never happens.
I said it's rare.
All right, thank you, Marie. Whatever. Michael J.
Hey, can I ask a couple quick questions?
Okay.
Is it my turn yet?
Sure.
Real quickly.
All
right, Kevin.
Mm-hmm?
I'm dying to know, do you think Jack Black will make a good Green Lantern?
I don't think they're going to go that route anymore.
You don't?
No.
Okay, when you were on the set of Daredevil, you were on there with Colin Farrell. Any crazy Colin Farrell stories?
Colin Farrell smoked more than I did back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to smoke a lot. I was two and a half packs a day.
Jesus.
He smokes, and he likes to imbibe. He likes the booze.
He does.
Was funny on Saturday Night Live. He says that's how he attracts women.
Yes.
My personal scent is cigarettes and whiskey breath.
Yeah. Did you watch that sketch about the key party? On that episode, that was
funny.
So brilliant.
It's funny,
that
funny,
might have been
funny,
the funniest
funny.
Sketch I've seen on SNL in the last
been great.
5 years.
It's been great,
they
I think, the last
run.
Few years.
The show
yeah.
the other day I watched was pretty darn good,
Who
too.
Hosted?
It was not the Paris Hilton one. It was, who was it? I don't know, it'll come to me.
It was Bateman.
I missed that show. No. I haven't watched that yet. That's
Jason
T-Bone.
Bateman.
I forget, but whatever it was, it was Hillary Swank.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. The Hillary Swank show.
She wasn't that good, I didn't think.
I disagree completely. She went for it. She really bought into it, and she played well. When a guest host, like, goes for it, mm-hmm. and they just kind of, like, Affleck, when he's on the show,
he seems
like a cast member. And I thought I love Ben Affleck.
He does. He loves him.
He's a good guy.
You know, I have to say
You'd kill or die to have him standing here rocking the mic.
I'm saying
He's a good guy.
You make
Everyone want to like him.
Well, I want to like him for you. I want to like him for you.
He's a good dude. He's
I'm just
funny.
Saying, you know what it is? He was overexposed. And I think that a lot of people turned on him because a lot of stuff happened. And it happened between Geely and Jersey Girl.
That ain't the Ben Affleck I know.
It's your fault.
No.
I blame you.
Yeah, I said, why don't you date Jennifer Lopez? That was my idea.
So you're saying Jennifer Lopez was his downfall.
I say you put two stars that massive together, you go supernova and then go black hole.
Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, I actually have excerpts from a song that she wrote about Ben
Affleck. Dear Ben?
No, but it's coming up.
Is it from the new album?
Rebirth, yeah.
It's on Rebirth, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a shout out to him?
It is, totally.
Finish your query, sir.
All right. I haven't spoken to my dad in 28 years.
Guess the celebrity. We need to play Guess. Oh, we already have someone. Great.
What about Dick? Not Dick.
Will there be a Jay Silent Bob 2? And if so, can the morning show honestly, with your sincere blessing, audition for
Please don't put him on the spot. So who cares if we're in one of his movies? It's enough just to know the man.
No, don't do that, Sarah. Sarah, take five. Go ahead.
The producer wants to record this for posterity. If we do a Jay and Silent Bob sequel,
which they never will,
then
yes,
you can more than audition for it.
Thank you.
More than welcome to audition.
28 years.
I love that clip.
Did you see Colin Farrell making out with tons of chicks on the set of Daredevil?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
But he's a really good bloke, as they say over in the islands, the UK islands. You know, England and Ireland.
I haven't seen or spoken to my dad in 28 years.
He's a good guy. I like that guy. He's very friendly, real super sweet guy, but he's got that thick brogue. You got to listen very closely to catch every word he's saying.
Yeah.
And I'm
the only one who can understand him because
like
of my rich
like
Irish brogue that I do.
Worse than Brad Pitt in Snatch.
Nothing's worse than Brad Pitt.
My dogs.
Oh, that movie's awesome.
That's an excellent movie.
But his accents are always terrible.
No, he was great in that movie.
But his accent was bad.
I know. You can't tell
because you can't understand him.
He sounded like a piker to me.
If you say so.
And I've never heard a piker speak before. So.
28 years.
What else? You got any other questions?
I'm ready to play.
Kevin Nealon's here.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Why are we talking to a Z-lister like myself? Let's bring in a B-lister like Kevin Nealon.
28 years.
Bring in the other Kevin, good Kevin.
Well, let's just take a break. Are we going to play Guess the Celebrity or not? Put Kevin on a mic so he can play too. The other Kevin. Put the new Kevin on the mic.
The good Kevin.
The good Kevin. The friendly Kevin.
Yeah.
The
Kevin
gentle,
Nealon.
Kind, and loving Kevin.
Test out your mic real quick, Kevin Nealon. Hello? Testing?
Boy, we
Hello?
Got
Sounds like Kevin Nealon to me.
Hello?
We got to put a tack on Kevin Nealon's chair. Wake up, buddy.
Hey.
Of course, we have Kevin Smith.
Good morning, sir.
World-renowned director.
Hey,
and Kevin Nealon.
How are you, KN?
I'm doing good, thanks.
And we have Marcella on line 5 who's going to play Guess the Celebrity with
Watch
us.
Watch how I come alive
in
the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Here we go. All right.
Good luck. 28
Thank
years.
You.
My father was captain in the U.S. Navy.
Jim Morrison.
I made my acting debut on The Bill Cosby Show in the 1970s.
Lisa Bonet.
The Brown Hornet.
Janet Jackson.
I met my wife when she was a dental hygienist.
Mark Hamill.
God.
It is Mark Hamill.
Oh, my
God. I won. I always win, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate him, though.
I do, too.
Are you ready to double down?
I will double down. It's a Mark Hamill question? Yeah, I'll double down.
You're going to risk it all?
Yeah.
This is going to be his third one. And by the way, are we going to make him re-sing Dead or Alive because he needs to do
it
right?
Yeah. And we're making Kevin Nealon do something, too.
No way.
Yeah, you guys are karaoke-ing, boys.
Kevin Nealon's not a karaoke.
What are we
guy.
No, he is. We're yeah. gonna, you're going to karaoke.
Say, ask in the mic.
Kev, what are we doing?
We're gonna chat.
I'm like, I'm stepping into this whole thing. I don't know what's going on.
They're going to try to make us sing songs. Don't worry about it. I got your back in here, dude.
What color?
You and me are the outsiders.
What color was the lightsaber Luke Skywalker made as seen in Return of the Jedi?
I'm going to go with green.
God. That's correct.
We'll be right back, and Kevin Nealon will be joining us here in the studio.
Five, four,